وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. This is the first hadith in this chapter of Tawbah, in which Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, by Allah, that he is taking a qasr, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala and I make Tawbah to Allah ta'ala in a day more than 70 times. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taking an oath by Allah says that I make more than 70 times Tawbah and Istighfar every day. From here, ulama have written great details that first of all, Quran Sharif has clearly stated that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from every sin. And every Nabi was made, Allah Ta'ala made them that they were protected, they were completely free of each and every sin. There was no sin that can ever be attributed to any Nabi. Allah Ta'ala kept them completely free. And then we read in this hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes qasam by Allah and says that I make every day more than 70 times, I make tawbah and istighfar. The real explanation of this the ulama give, one is to teach the ummah that we must, when our Nabi is so pure of sin, completely pure, then how much more tawbah shouldn't we be making? The other is that Allah's position, Allah himself is so high, so great, that nobody can fulfill the rights of Allah. Even no matter the namaz of a Nabi and the ibadat of a Nabi, but Allah Ta'ala is far beyond that. Allah's every quality is limitless. So nobody can fulfill the right of something which is limitless. So therefore, because this could not be accomplished, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make tawbah and istighfar. And this is like the case of many pious people who do not commit any sins, but yet they make so much tawbah and istighfar, realizing that we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then this is great encouragement for us that we who are all the time in sin, even our ibadat is really sin, and even our tawbah and istighfar needs tawbah and istighfar. Then how much more tawbah and istighfar shouldn't we be making? And we should consider for ourselves again, really, just check ourselves, do we even make once a day tawbah and istighfar? That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying more than 70 times, but we check ourselves, are we even making one time tawbah and istighfar? So this is also a command of Allah, and especially when we are so sinful, how much more tawbah istighfar we should make. Or we are going through problems and difficulties, seldom does it come to our mind that it is because of our sins. We think these are natural things. I have some illness, etc. Well, this happens now. It's old age or whatever. Or what, I've got sugar, I've got whatever else. And we just think, well, these are things that happen. Or other financial problems, problems in the home, family problems, etc. We think this just happens. But it is really our gunas that cause this. And Allah has been so kind that Allah has kept open the doors of tawbah and istighfar right up to the time that when a person is in sakarat, or when the clear signs of qiyamah will come, when the sun will rise from the west, then the doors of tawbah will be closed. Otherwise they are open, and it is for us to make tawbah. The abundant repentance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not because of any sin or disobedience committed by him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever committed any sin, as he was the best of creation and sinless. For every Nabi is also sinless. Rather, it serves as encouragement and a lesson to the ummah to repent and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala in abundance. That we should seek forgiveness and we should make tawbah and istighfar in abundance. But the irony of the matter is we commit sins recklessly and we make no tawbah and istighfar. Whereas we should save ourselves from sins and in spite of that make tawbah in abundance. But we commit gunas in abundance and there is really no tawbah and istighfar in our lives. And as a start, even if we just read the word astaghfirullah and repeat it, astaghfirullah, 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 then as a start, just like planting a seed, the tree will grow long after that and it will bear fruit very long after that. And according to the tawbah istighfar, will the fruit of the tree be sweet also and juicy also. But at least we should start with some form of istighfar, and may Allah let us reach the reality of istighfar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt responsible for shortfalls in his worship, ibadat of Allah ta'ala, and repented for it. We also, we know how we fall short. However, almost always we don't complete what we have to be doing on a daily basis. If we have completed our tilawat, we find our zikr, there's a shortfall. If we have done our zikr, we find our du'as, there's a shortfall. So all the time there is a shortfall, but yet we don't cover it up with tawbah and istighfar. This further raised the status of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sight of Allah ta'ala. So tawbah istighfar is a great ibadat also, which we are commanded, and we should try and do it regularly, and ask Allah ta'ala to forgive us all our sins, and also to make tawbah istighfar for our family members, etc., our parents, etc., to make dua for our children, children for their parents. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.